We're on Daf Memdalad Amid Beis, Taisvis Ve'ein Matzelas Imo Ba'oyel Ameis. We had in the Gemara speaks about a Mulchoni, in Rashi Lom Pshat, Mulchoni is a wheel of a wagon, and Rashi learns Pshat that if the wheel is Nishmetes, so we're speaking about a wheel that is Mekabel Tumit. So if there are chafetzim in the wagon, and they're overlapping the wagon, and they're underneath the wheel, so the wheel cannot be an oil choytzit bifnei hatumeh, because the wheel is a davar mekabel tumeh. Rashi says the wheel has a base kibul, and if it would be eino nishmetes imo, it would become part of the agole, and the agole is not mekabel tumeh, since it is not metalkal mole vereikom. So memela, then the mukhani would also be chaitzitz bifnei atum. Perish bekuntrit, zog taisves, bebeis hakvoritz. They're speaking about bebeis hakvoritz. Shaha kelim al doifnei hashede. The kelim Shemi al doifnei hasheda, which are over the wall of the agola, so the wheel cannot be matzled. Because the mi yavi tume ala kelim, who could bring tume on the kelim that you need the wheel to protect it? So the Marsha explains beautifully what the reverse kasha is. We had learned yesterday, and in the same vein, the brings about the Nure, that the Shaila is as follows. The Shaila is that there are articles in the Agola that are sticking over the Agola, over the wall of the Agola, and the only thing that can protect them is the Mulchani, is the wheel. That means they are sticking over the wall of the Gola and they're jutting out after the wall. But the wheel is underneath them. So if the wheel would be chaitzit, so they wouldn't become tummy. That's how we learned Pshat yesterday. So the way we learn, the Rivoy has no kasha whatsoever. The miyavi tumala kelim. Sure there's miyavi tumala kelim. It's jutting out over the doifnei ha-shede. So the Masha explains, but the Rivo did not learn like this in Rashi. The way, look how he brings down Rashi. Perish bekuntres beveis hakvoris shehakelim al doifnei hasheide. That the kelim are on top of the doifen, but not jutting out over the doifen, after the doifen. That means they're on top of the doifen. So on top of the doifen, so memele, so from the tuma on the bottom, the doifen is chaytet b'fnei atumeh. So why do you need the mulchani? So what? So Rashi says it's a very big wheel. So the Rivo learns because the tumeh is coming from the side. So the wheel is barking from the side. Like the Rivo, since when? Where? How can tumeh come from the side? That's the Rivo's kasha. So the male tamei the kasha. The mi yavi tumeh ala kelim. What can bring tumeh from the side on the kelim that you need that the mulchani should protect? So the Riva learns a different pshat than the Gemara. The Mayri Shaper Dikaime Hasheda Bo'oyel Ameis. Rashi did not want to learn it speaking about Bo'oyel Ameis. Rashi said it's speaking about the Beis HaKvoris. No. Riva wants to say it is speaking Bo'oyel Ameis. Aye, if it's Bo'oyel Ameis, it's doch bitter. So Memele, the Tume is nispashit and the whole oil and memele, it enters the shader from the top. Umakeva summit puzzle. No, it's sealed. The teva is sealed. So memele, so tuma can't go in. Vav al gav de kliyate ain a matzel but summit puzzle. Aye, Rashi had said the holding summit puzzle is only by a klicheres, not by a kliyate. So the Ribo says, Heiched de mekabel arboim so. When it is mekabel, if the kliyate is mekabel arboim so, matzel, then it is matzel. Why? Given the loy mekabel tume. Since it is not mekabel tume, So Memela, from the outside, it won't be Mekabel Tumah. What is the difference between a Kli Eitz and a Kli Cheres? The difference between a Kli Eitz and a Kli Cheres is as follows. A Kli Cheres is not Mekabel Tumah Migaboy. So the outside, even though the outside is exposed to the Tumah, but won't become Tumah from the outside. No, what? The Tumah can go inside. So if it's sealed, so the Tumah won't go in. So Tosfos says, this does not only apply by a Kli Cheres. What if you have a Kli Eitz above the Midah? A Kli Eitz that is not Mekabel Tumah. So Vaita, so the outside, even though it's exposed to Tumah, but it's not Mekabel Tumah. So the only way the Tumah can get into the Agolin is by going from the top. So if it's sealed from the top, it won't come in. And it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Va'elu Matzilin B'tzomit Posel, Kli Glolin, which is not Mekabel Tumah, Kli Eitz HaTohirim. Period. So Memele, so it's speaking about inside. Now, Ve'ein tzorech loy medu mulchone yesh loy beis kibul. We do not have to say that this mulchone has a beis kibul. The way Rashi said, because Rashi says the only reason the mulchone is not chaytis b'fnei atume, because the mulchone has a beis kibul. No, you don't have to make such a mulchone. Ela pshutik li'eitzu. So if it's pshutik li'eitzu, what's the whole problem over here? So he says, v'yesh nekev Vishedo Vitsito. It seems where the wheel is attached to the Sheda, there's a hole. Va'akelim b'soich ha-Sheda. And the Kalim are in the Sheda. So we have a sealed wagon with two wheels on each side. And the axle, the face of the wheel goes into this hole. Va'amulchani chayfefesham. The mukhani, the wheel with the axle, must have a dreitzach dalton in this hole. And the neker, that means we have here a hole in the teva that is a peisayach teva. So if it wouldn't be for the wheel, so the tumah would jump right in. The peisayach teva is maybe yes a tumah. Now it's speaking about we have the wheel. So the wheel is memayit the neket. What does it mean it's memayit? That now, if you'll measure how much is left a quarter of a tefach. Not a peseyach tefach, quarter of a tefach. Someone's invited. The koma. So the now, the Mishnah said, amayir di kaloch, ki von de nishmetes. Since this is not a permanent wheel, since this wheel is detachable, you take it on and off. So this wheel cannot be memayit the shira peseyach tefach. The davke ki mevat loishom memayit b'chaloyim. So Tosva says davke. If you have a chaloyim, which is a peseyach tefach, which is maybe a satume, and you put something in to block the chaloyim, to be memayit, you do never peseyach tefach. So the loch is, when is it memayit? If you're mevatel it, to remain there. Ki demuchach b'lo yachpe. The polich, the gemorin lo yachpe, asks the hodik toni dikli cheres memayit b'chaloyim. It says that you had a chaloyim, that theoretically would be maybe a satumeh. So you put a kli cheres, you blocked up partially the chaloyim. So now it's not a peseyach tefach. So mamele, so that should help. Frech the gemara or kachosile. This kli cheres, it's a good kli cheres. So what's the kasha? Peirish, v'loy mevatel, hosom. He won't remain there. This kli cheres is a good kli cheres. It's oimit to be used. So since it's oimit to be used, so even though ba'asher u'sham, it's memayit v'shir peseyach tefach, it doesn't help. Vehechi memayi. So how could it be memayi? He'll take it out again. Umishani demetunet. So the Gemara says, you know what kind of klicheres will be memayi tachaloin? A klicheres that's metunet, that's dirty. Such a klicheres, he put it there, it's going to remain there. So memayla, we see that something, if we have a peseyach tefach, the lumdus will come soon, let's just see what Tosfos is saying. That the Taisa says, if you have a peseyach tefach, and you have a wheel that's memaya to peseach tefa, and this wheel is a detachable wheel, you take it on and off, doesn't remain, and it's not the mechubar to this shader, you take it on and off. So this wheel is not memayit, the shiel peseach tefa, and the tumor will go with. You have a peseach tefa. Now we have a gemore in Baba Basra, that if you put something in its memayit achaloin, in its oimit, likhoi mimenu, so that is not memayit. Now Taisus says further, Omairi, this halacha, that Taisus had said, that since he wasn't mevatel, it should remain there, that it's not memayit, so that's speaking about she'enoi soisim kol ha-nekev, that the whole nekev is not completely covered. The im soisim kol ha-nekev, but if it is soisim the whole nekev, afilu enoi mevatel isham, even though he's not mevatel, it should remain there, soisim, then the tumor won't go in. If the whole nekev is completely covered, then even though he's not mevatel, he has intentions to take it away, the tumah will not go in. Where do we see this? Kedi omah beperek basra, bimei aboshol ben botnis, pokaku es hamoyer betfiyach. There was a window, and the tumah was going in, so they went, and they put a tfiyach, a pitcher, they stuffed the window with a tfiyach, and finished, taken care of. Bahasam Laibatlu. There they weren't mevatel the tfiach, it should remain there. Chas v'sholem. She'im bitlu b'shabbos. If they stuck something in the window with an intent, it should remain there. Hoya chayev mishum boine. So he's chayev. Without screws, without nails. Just putting it in with an intent, it should remain there. So he's chayev mishum boine domeisif and ala binyan. That's called you're adding on to the binyan. So you're chayev al zboine. Elavadai beloy bitolayri. So it's speaking about he stuck something in the window and he wasn't mevatel. He was going to take it out. Vafilohochi soisim. One guy. Another guy, bekliyetzam rinin nami, beperik basta de megile. Also, that a kliyetz, if it blocks completely the entrance, it's also, it makes that the tumor cannot come in. Mother in Megillah says as follows, Ahi beknishte de roimoyim. There was a base aknesses de roimoy. What does it mean de roimoy? So Rashi says in Megillah, the shul was in Mechuze. But Yidin came from Roim. So they made it as a pilish shtibo lado. So Megabach avoimish shtibo. Beknishte de roimoy. Yeah. The havis psiche lahu andrune. So there was an opening to another room. Tavemochsi bei Macy. There were Macy in the next room. Boi kahani le mezel etzluye hosam. It's a problem. The next room there's Macy. And it seems the door was broken. And so you have an open door. And kahana mana come and David. Omru leile rove. So they told us to rove. They asked rove ashaila. The problem. Omaluhu. No problem. Zilu dolu tevuse. Take the oven kodesh. Vaisvu above it, put it in the front of the door, you'll block the door, so the tumah won't go in, and then invite the kahanim to come to the shul. Tahava le kliyetza osi lenachas, so since it's osi lenachas, it's not mekabel tumah, and it's chaytiz nev tumah. O mistama le hayu mevatla no yisai sham, they won't mevatla don a kodesh, they say sefer teire minichin besoichin. So Memele, so Taisus brings two rayas, that if it's completely covered, you're not mevatel. If it's not completely covered, you have to be mevatel. Umiyu teven ugroigris, ein lehem din kelim, da filosoismen kolacharoin tzrichen bitl. Teven kedemucha papek la yachber. By teven ugroigris, even if it covers the whole chaloin, so you still need bitl. So we have here Taisus is telling us klolim, in Hilchis Tuma Vetare, in Hilchis Timas Chaloin, and Taisus comes out, we have now three halachas. That if the Chaloin is partially covered, even though there's no Peseach Tefach left, some Meile, so it depends. If he was Mevatel it there, then it helps. If he wasn't Mevatel it there, it doesn't help. If it's completely covered, if he wasn't Mevatel, it'll also help. And if it's Tevin the Greigris, if it'll completely covered, will not help unless he's Mevatel.
Now, can't show you, Laban, what's the lumbus? Like, this is all por adumme de kinyonim, does azoi. So, in Chidushi Rab Chaim al Ashas, Rab Chaim and Baba Basra explains the lumbus of Taisus. And Rab Chaim says as follows. He brings a Sifri Zute that, a Pesach may be a satume, ve'ein ha-nekev may be a satume. That means something that has a Teiris Pesach, it's maybe a Satume. Something that doesn't have a Teiris Pesach, it's not maybe a Satume. That means Tume is not dependent on holes, a small hole, a big hole. If it has a Shem Pesach, Tume will go through. If it doesn't have a Shem Pesach, Tume will not go through. Even there's a space there, Tume will not go through. Tume only goes through with a Pesach. And Rab Chaim explains, we find in the Holy is very interesting halachas that the shir is lav davke peseyach tefach, something that's osi lemoyer, so it's kepundian, smaller than a peseyach tefach. As long as there's a shame pesach, it's maybe a satume. So meila zukt Rab Chaim azoy, that if a person has a pesach and a person stuffs part of the pesach. So Mamela Zazai, if he's mevatalit, that it's going to remain the lo'ilam void, so it loses the shame Pesach. A bit of lo'ilam, so that means ois Pesach. So Mamela it's ois Pesach, so if it doesn't have a teiris Pesach, it's not maybe a satume. But if it's only, he's only putting there temporarily, so it's not mafkia the shame Pesach. Still a Pesach, doesn't become ois Pesach. Without bitul, it has a shame Pesach on it. If it has a Shem Pesach, it's maybe a Satume. It's narrow, it's small, it's Geit Meron. As long as it has a Shem Pesach, it's maybe a Satume. And it doesn't lose the Shem Pesach if you want Mevatel it. So it has a Shem Pesach, a Shem Pesach, a Pesach is maybe a Satume. That's why you need Bittel. Bittel is Makia, the Shem Pesach. What if it is completely covered? It's completely covered, so then it has a teiris mechitza. That means there's a Pesach, but there's a mechitza that's blocking it. You're not mafkia the shame Pesach, but you put up a mechitza. You put up a mechitza, so it goes to the Pesach, and it hits the mechitza, guten tog. So the mechitza blocks the tumma from going in further. Then it has a teiris mechitza. And Chochmas Manoach says over here that Teven and Groigris are articles you don't make a mechitza out of. So Memele, you can't make it. It doesn't become a mechitza. So there, the only oifen is if you mevatel it. If you mevatel it, there becomes ois Pesach. If you want mevatel it, so Memele, it won't help. So Memele, so what did the Rivo say? So the Rivo made a very, so the Rivo says pshat in the Mishnah as follows. So this Mukhani is memayit. This Mulchani is Memayit, the shear of the, there's a Nekev in the Shede. And after the Mulchani is there, there's still place there. It's only Memayit, the still left over, let's say, a fourth of a Tefach. So now, so Pshat is like this. So if it's Eino Nishmete, so it's there, it's going to remain there. So it lost the Teiris Pesach. It lost the Teiris Pesach, so Memele Matzeles, it's Matzel Minatume. If it's Nishmete, so Memele, it's a temporary affair. If it's a temporary affair, so it's not, so there's no bittul. So Memele, so it's not Memayit to Teiris Pesach, so the tumor go in through the side. This is the Rivo's pshat. Ule Rabbeinu Tam, ein nire leforesh to Mulchoni hava oifen. Rabbeinu Tam, Bechlau does not like the whole pshat in Rashi that Mulchoni means a oifen. Why? So here we have a kasha, dein derech lo niach mois al ha'oifen. We'll have later in the Mishnah says he put money on the oifen. That's the, even though it's a keilach dike welt and the ashir is bleibnish, but no one puts the money on the wheel of kaponim. So it's a psalmot nemaise, that it's called he put money on the oifen. Fine. The ktoni, because it says right in the Mishnah, ven geirin oiso b'shabes, b'zman sheyesh aleh mois. You don't put money on the oifen. The Rishonim bring down the two other kashas that Rabbeinu Tam has. One other kasha Rabbeinu Tam has, why are you speaking about one wheel? If it's a teva, it has two wheels. Others want to say it's a wheelbarrow. Wheelbarrow has one wheel. Abul Kaponim Rashi said that you don't, for Anoshim and Noshim, you don't use wheelbarrows. So Mestomer had two wheels. So two wheels. Why you speak about one Mukhani? You say a Loshan Rabbi, Mukhani. Why Mukhani? That's another kasha the Beinu Tam asked on Rashi. Then there's a third kasha, the Ritva brings that the Rabbeinu Tam asked on Rashi, a Moiradike kasha. That he brings the Gemara further. We learned yesterday that the Teva holds Mem So Belach, so it's not Metaltal Mole Verekom, so the Teva is not Mekabel Tumim. So the Gemara says later, Tiltal Ayudei Shvorim Shmo Tiltal. If there are something that you, if you could make, that you can carry it, Ayudei Shvorim, so it's called a Dovar Metaltal. That means this din that Mem So is not Mekabel Tumim, that is Davke, if the Oifen Atiltal is people carry it like this. So if it holds Mem So, people won't carry it anymore. So the Ritva is but something that has wheels is metallical to the wheels. So Mamela you lost, so the whole thing doesn't make sense over here. The whole Gemara that says that it's toyer because it has Mem So, he says, what came on Mem So? It's metallical mole, it has wheels. It's a gate of Rezer, it's no problem whatsoever. So that was the other two kashas that Rabbeinu Tam asked on Rashi. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, "The Mukhani Hainu Kan Shel Sheder." This is a base that is put underneath the Sheder. The Mayesakir Veskanoi, the Chmoy Mechayna is Bemalachim. Uperish Bosis Shas Sheder Munechas Olam. And the Rishonim explain that this Sheder, this table, was a nice piece of furniture. You know, put it on the wet ground, it's going to get rotten. So they used to put a base underneath it, which was like a small box that separated, and then the table was on top of, the table was on top of this small box. So this was a base. Now, fine. V'yesh b'sheido nekev mitachtel. K'neged amuchoni. So he makes the same dreidel over here like the Rivo, but here he put the hole on the bottom. It seems with this hole, the base was attached to the Sheder. V'hi b'beis ha'kvoritz, v'atumeh nichneses derech nekev b'sheder. So the tumeh will go through the nekev b'sheder. V'ein ha'mulchoni metzeles, kimen shinishmetes, v'ein mevatle mo'iso shom. So the same shtik teira that the Rivo said. He says, we have a hole that is partially covered with this kan, with the mukhani. So if it's nishmete, so it's ein mevatle noiso, so the tumu will go through the hole. If it's ein nishmete, so it's mevatle noiso, so the tumu will not go through the hole. But now the Rabbeinu Tam says, noch ein nekude. If the hole is on the bottom, umayri nami, yeah. Something about that it's not Mamayev, the whole Nekev, only a chelik of the Nekev. The Tzorich Loime, since we're speaking about a Beis HaKvoris, the Mayri She'ein HaTume K'neged HaNekev. That the Tume is not Mamish, perpendicular to the Nekev. Why? If the tume is mamish, k'neged ha-nekev, afilu ein boi paiseyach tefa, boi kaas v'oilo. The tume will go straight through. That's what you need the din, that a paiseyach tefa is meviyes ha-tume. That means when you need a hetek nisa, that means as follows. That let's say you have a mace on one side of the room, and you have a hole in the ceiling on the other side. So memele, so the tumeh goes up, it starts being nispashet. It reaches the hole, so now it needs a pesach to go further. So if there's a peseach tefach, so it's maybe yes a tumeh, so it goes through the pesach, it'll go on to the next floor. If it does not have a peseach tefach, it'll go around and around the hole, but it won't go through the hole. Without a pesach, tumeh doesn't go. But that is if it's indirect. But what if you have a small hole in the ceiling, and underneath this hole, there's a kezayis minameis. So you know what happens with the tumah goes straight up the hole, Yeah, you know, he's a Pesach. It goes straight. It's Bekeya Boile. And it's Meiradik. It goes up the hole, and the whole room is tired. Because it's not, if it's Mamish Mechuvin, can I get the hole? So I'll go up the hole, and the whole room will be tired. So that's what Tosis brings the Gemara in Sukkot. The Gemara in Sukkot says as follows. It's all claimed the mighty shein atume can neged a neked. The shetume neged a neked. It's mamish opposite the neked. Afilo ein boi peisei ach tefach by kas ve oila ke de oma ve per kama de suk. Arube be bayis. There's a hole in the roof. Ve ein boi peisei ach tefach. Tume can neged arube. If you have tume that is mamish opposite the arube, the small window. Kol ha bayis toya. So the whole bayis is toya. It goes straight through. Chavile hamita was, they used to make a type of a netting to put the blanket on. Usrige chaloines is also a type of a netting, a screen. Pirson al hamate. And they spread this over a mate. Ba'avir hanoigeya keneged a nekif tome. Shalai keneged a nekif toye. So memele, so if the avir that's keneged a nekif, even though it's a small minute screen, but the tumor will go through. Shalai keneged a nekif toye. V'hosem haim in a kofim v'seh. Tevach tanireish at the mamsik ben bayis lali. But al kaponim of a keneged a nekif, it can go through. So the Rabbeinu Tam said, and we will have to say that this shade that had a hole in the bottom and it was going in a base akforis, abal kaponim, the mace was not mechuvin keneged the hole, because then even though the mechoni is eina nishmetes lemaise, it will go through the shade. Now to learn the next gemara, let us just go over again the shtikel gemara, and then we will see taisu. So we are speaking about a teva that has a mulchoni, which is now, we know, it's either a wheel or a base. So now it says something which is negei hilcha Shabbos. Vein goyrerin oisa b'Shabbos. We do not schlep it in Shabbos. This wheel that is nishmetes, this wheel that is detachable from the teva, ein geurerin oisa b'shabes b'zman sheyesh aleh hamot. If there's money on top of this wheel, we are not permitted to schlep the wheel. That is the first shura, which is negei alon. Meforishri. So now we have to understand this halacha. What is the halacha telling us? It's telling us in a certain case, we have a wheel that's attached to a teva, but it's detachable. So since the wheel is detachable, and there's money on the wheel, so one is not permitted to schlep the wheel, because the boss is the mutter. But let's go further. Well, what if the wheel is eino nishmetes, it's stuck, then you could schlep the wheel. Now how does this make sense? So let us see places. We're going to see Meiridike Zachen in this place. Before the Shri, the Shehinish Metes, when the wheel is detachable, he kli bifnei atzma. It's a bazundere keili. It's not, you have a teva, you have a oifen, you have a dot. It's a kli bifnei atzma. It has money on top of it. So it's a bosses. Avol she'eino nishmetes. But when this kli, this abuchani is attached to the teiva, muta legoirer, one is permitted to be goirer the muchani, the teiva. Ava pisha yeshole hamois, even though there's money on it. The kivon she eino malgabe hashedo shehi ikera keili shari. Since the money is not on the sheda, the money is only on the wheel, so you're permitted to move it. At kan divrei ha-taisvus. So first of all, you have to understand the lumdus of taisvus. What is taisvus saying over here? But before we go into the lomdus, we have to appreciate Tosfos is saying Moira Dike Chedushim, which is brought down lahalacha. The Baal Trumas Hadeshen speaks about a type of a hat with a tzipel. Exactly what the tzipel is, Vesach Nish, but the tzipel had some money in it. And there was a hat in the tzipel. So he clears the shayla, if a person left money in the tzipel, is he allowed to wear the hat? But the tzipel is attached to the hat. So the Trumas Hadeshen says, no, he found that Tosfos and Kira Dach Mendala Domit Beis, you'll have to wear the hat. Tosfos says, if the teve does not have mukta, even though the mukhani that is attached to the teve does have mukta, you're allowed to be goyra, as I state in Tosfos. And this thing is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah and Simin Shin Yud brings down this thing. The Ramah and Simin Shin Yud says as follows. Kis atofo bebeket. You have a pocket. This is a very shchiyah because a person has a pocket. And he has money in the pocket. Kis atofo bebeket. V'shachach boy mois, the Magnabron Mutcher said, why he forgot the money there. Of Akaponim, Mutter letal to la beget. A person is permitted to carry the beget. Loyamrinon de chola beget nasen bosis la mois, hoil vein ha mois aliker a beget. Because the mois is not aliker a beget. You have here a beget. The iker is the beget. You have attached to the beged a pocket. This pocket is attached to the beged. You can't take it off. Eino nishmetes. The pocket is eino nishmetes. But al koponim, so memela, so even though you have money in the pocket, you're permitted to be metalful the beged. Azayzak the machava. The same aloche we have in the Mogen Avraham, you have a table with a drawer. And the drawer, so there's two types of drawers. There's removable drawers and not removable drawers. Zok the Mogen Avraham, you'll have a table with a not removable drawer, and in that drawer there's so much muktzalei alayim. So you'll have to carry the table. At mamish this gemara. From the gemara though. The gemara says that you're permitted to be goyder the teva, the mulchani, if it's eino nishmetes. Now, that's the truk in the halachis. The Tosfos HaRosh, when he brings down this Tosfos, so the Tosfos HaRosh says, Dovo teime, he doesn't understand this. She'im yesh dovo mechuba likli, there's something attached to the keli. The mukhani is attached to the keli. The yesh by mois, shiye muta letaltalai. What kind of magic is over here? That thing is a bosses, and you're permitted to be metaltal. Dinire. We'll see, according to Tosfos, lechaire, you're allowed to move the mukhani also. Dinire. Zok the rosh, the afa kli atzmo yosa letaltalai. You're not allowed to move the keli. Kivin sheyesh mois b'meshu mechubaloi. This is attached. The oifen is attached to the keli, so it's one big keli. That's the lomdus. One big keli, and on the chelik of the keli is a bosses. So the mail not allowed to move the whole keli. The Ritva also asks this kasha, and the Ritva gives a moshul. The Ritva asks, you'll have a frying pan, and you'll have on the handle a talabu. You're allowed to carry the frying pan because it's on the handle. It has to be inside. They're not. It's one keli, and you have a double muktza and a chelik from the keli, so the whole keli becomes the bosses. That's how the Ritva brings down this kasha. This is the hakasha on Tosfos. So the Ritva says a teretz on Tosfos. The Ritva explains Tosfos. V'yesh lo'ima, so the Ritva says as follows. They are called kliyechot, a frying pan with a handle. That's like it's one keli. Aval hocha shnei kelim. You have to understand, even though it's eino nishmetes, it's a different keli. This is a teva, this is a oifen, this is a muchoni, it's two different keli. Ve'ein ha-sheida misbateles l'muchoni. We have to know the sheida, which that's the ikka keli, will not become misbatel to the muchoni, because the muchoni is a chatofel to the keli, but you say two kelim, there are two kelim that are attached, and you have an ikka keli and a tofel. So the sheida zikha does not become bottle to the muchoni. Adarabe, ha-muchoni mishteri agav ha-sheida. That since the muchoni is part of the sheide, so it has the dinim of the sheide. So just like the sheide is not a bosses, the sheide has a hetzel tiltu. So memela the muchoni that is eino nishmetes mimena also has a hetzel tiltu. That is shitas ha-taisvis. Let's go a little further. As we mentioned before, the taisvis ha-rosh did not like Taisus at all. And so the Taisus HaRosh says, so how does the Taisus, what do you do with the Gemara? Taisus is innocent. What does the Gemara do? The Gemara says, Nishmetes is Eina Nigreres, Eina Nishmetes is Yon Nigreres. What do you do with the Gemara? So the Taisus HaRosh says as follows. Also, Amu'uyim de Kipshat. V'tzorech Loima, and Agavuche, this is the Taisus HaRosh, one Teretz, in the Ritve, the Rashba brings down the Rabbeinu Ephraim, and a Meiri. That all of them disagree with Shitas HaTaisvus. The Tzorech Loima, Zokte, the Taisvus HaRosh, Kigoin Sheyesh Kiker B'Soich HaSheida. That the Sheida is not an empty Sheida. The Sheida has a Kiker, a Tinek, it has something inside. So before it asked Akash, he didn't understand, how can you be metaltal the Sheide? How can you be metaltal the Sheide if in the Mukhani is a boss? He didn't understand. In the Mukhani is a boss, it's a boss. How can you be metaltal the Sheide? Zuktetais is a Rosh and Iluyas. He says, no, in the Sheide, there's a kicker of a tinnik. So he says, since it's eino nishmetes, so it's called, just like if you have in the teva, you would have a kicker and a dalabil. So we'll say it's we're talking about the kicker is more choshev than the dalabil. So then the din is, it's called a bosses ledover also ledover hamuter, and you're permitted to be metaltal the sheide, the bosses. So the Meila, since it's Eina Nishmetes, so it's one Keli, so this Keli is Abosis Ledovara Oso Ledovara Mut, Meila, you'll have to carry the Keli. Ad Kan Divrei Atais V'Sarosh. We'll come back to the Atais V'Sarosh. Now, let us go back to Shitas Atais V'Sarosh. The Morgan Avram, when the Morgan Avram brings down Atais V'Sarosh, let me tell you the lashon of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says as follows: Heve yodeya the gabi mulchani kosfu atayis v'staf mentalit. Tafilu he niach ala mois bekavone. Tafilu he put money bekavone. That's the next taisus. He put it on the mulchani. Mutal the taltal hasheida. Shilati me metaltal the sheida. That's shitas hataisus. Kiven she'ein ha mois iker ala keili. So the mois is not on the keli, the mois is only on the mulchani. So memela you're allowed to carry the keli. Vim kain. Hu adin bekis tofel bebeget. So that's the same din that if a person has a pair of pants and he has a pocket, so he's allowed to carry the pair of pants. Nearly. The iminiach besoicha imois midas. He says, but now the Magen Avraham starts making cheshbon. He says, but the, if he put money in the packet, also lahachnis yodei boy, you're not allowed to put your hands in the packet. Why? Dal kaponim hakis nasa bosses. The kis became a bosses. He says this whole lomdis, what Taisvus is saying is as follows: that that's in Yisod we're speaking about amuchoni she'eino nishmetes. So it's one. So since it's one, so since on the iker keili, since on the iker keili there's no muktzeh, so you can't aser the iker keili because there's muktzeh in the tafel of the keili. So that's that. It could be metaltel the teva. That's the lumdus and toismus. If it's attached, so it's nigra abasa. But he says abul the mulchani mitzadatzmai is zicher abasis. So memela. So if we're transferring the teva with the mulchani with a pair of pants in a pocket, zuk the mogen Avraham, that you won't be permitted to put your hands in the pocket. Alkapodem akis nas abasis. Yeah. Now he says another halach. He says, the Gemara says, what if the mechani is nishmetes? So then, you're not allowed to be metaltel the shaydeh. So he says, what happens if a person has a pair of pants and he'll take a different kis, not a sodan pocket. He'll clip on a pocket with money to the pants. So that's called nishmetes. So then, you won't be able to carry the pants. That's what we learned from our Gemara. Yeah, that'll be yosef. Now he goes a little further. Given that kisu klibif nayatzmai, you won't be able to be mitalel to the beggar. But who adin kshiyesh bois b'teiva b'soich ha-shulchan? If there'll be money in the teiva b'soich ha-shulchan and the drawer, there'll be money in a drawer, and the drawer is removable, so memeila. Also, letaltel ha-shulchan. Won't be able to letaltel the shulchan. That's mamish ha-gemore. Elim kein yesh olav gam dover hamutar. Unless there'll be a dover hamutar on top of the shulchan. At kan divrei ha-mogin Avraham. Now, on this mogin Avraham, the Mishnah Achreine in Mesechtes Kelim has a meiradi ketayne. And the Etzem, he says, let us learn lachamol the Taisvis. What is this Mishnah speaking about? The Mishnah is speaking about the Mulchani. About, with speaking about a Mulchani, if it's a base or if it's a wheel. Bizman shehin nishmetes. Ein chibolo, ein imdedesimo. We're speaking about the Mulchani. Let's go further. Bizman sheyesh olehem mois. Ein geirer in oisa bishabis. Bizman sheyesh olehem mois. So what is the ois? Speaking about the oisa lachayre, speaking about the mukhani. The whole mishnah speaking about the mukhani. If it's chaytet, it's nimdedes, ain't a chibolo. Speaking about the mukhani. Bizman sheyesh aleha mois, ain geirer in oisa. Abo bizman, that's by a mukhani, hanishmete. So then you can't move the mukhani. The teva, he said, you can zicha move. The mulchani, you can't move. And if the mulchani is einan nishmetes, then you can move the mulchani. Not the way the Mogen Avraham said. The Mogen Avraham said that if you have a pocket that's einan nishmetes, you have a sodan pocket, so you can move the pants, but you can't put your hands in the pocket. So the Mishnah Chayne says, I have a different Mishnah. The Mishnah is speaking about the Mulchani, the Mishnah is speaking about. And the Mishnah is speaking about, are you permitted to move the Mulchani? So the Mishnah is saying, if the Mulchani is Nishmetet, so it's a Keli Bifnei Atzmoy, so Memele, you're permitted to move the Mulchani, because it's a Bosses. He was never speaking about the Teva. The Teva? You're allowed to move the tape. He said, Rabbi, you're not allowed to move the tape. You're not allowed to move the mukhani. And you have klor harai if the mukhani. But this is zikhar harai. If the mukhani is eino nishmetes, so you're allowed to move, because the Mishnah Zikha is speaking about the mukhani. If it's eino nishmetes, so then you're allowed to move the mukhani. So you're allowed to put your hands in the pocket also. Don't touch the money. But the pocket, gizuntai, azay tainet, the Mishnah Achreine and the Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham, and if you look in other Rishonim, the Ritva of Otabes Oisgev is in Klor Taket, that the Medubar is on the Mulchani over here. I mean, that's the Pashtus. He says, that's what Taisa says also. We're speaking about the Mukhani. A Moiradike Kula. One more Nikude. The Rosh, the Taisa Sarosh, the Rajbe, who brings the Rabbeinu Ephraim, a Meiri, one Loshen in the Ritve, did not like this whole Shtik Taira of Taisa. Did not like the whole Shtik Taira of Taisa. What did they say? So they said, the Rosh was the one that spoke out the loudest. The Rosh says, in the case of Taisvis, he says that you're not even permitted to move the Teva. He speaks about the Teva already. He says, in the case of Taisvis, even the Teva you're not allowed to move, because it's one shtickle, it's attached. So how are you allowed to move the Teva? The Mukhani has mukts on it. You're not allowed to move the Teva. So what did the Rosh say? So the Rosh said, that ain't no nishmetes. If it is nishmetes, let us learn shot. If it is nishmetes, so it's two things. So afilu you'll have the kicker in, afilu you'll have the kicker in the teve, and the money you'll have on the mukhani, you won't be able to move the kicker. You won't be able to move the teve, because if it's ain't no nishmet, if it's nishmetes, so it's two different things. It's not a bosses ledover rosh ledover muta. This is a bosses ledover. This is the tame is a bosses ledover muta. The mukhani is a bosses ledover rosh. And the rosh it said he can't understand how you're permitted to be metalful the tame if the mukhani is a bosses ledover rosh. So according to the rosh, the mukhair zikha come out like this. There's not the taisus rosh. Now, the Morgan Avram says lahaloche. The Mishnah Brura brings this out. That if a person has a table, and in the table you have a drawer that's removable, so the Mogen Avraham says that if you'll have a piece of cake on the table, you're allowed to move the table. So L'chayre, this is Mamish Astire to all these Rishayim, to the Taisus HaRosh, and the Rabbeinu Ephraim, and the Ritva, the Meiri. L'chayre, they say klo nitaz, the Taisus HaRosh says klo, that you're not allowed to move the teva if there's mukts attached to it. It's l'chayre, it's loyre bosi. Maisa, this is brought down in Shulchan. So it could be, because we don't learn like the Taisus HaRosh, so the Mela, we paskin like Taisus. We don't paskin like all these Rishonim, even though it's a gevald of Rishonim over here, which they didn't have. They came out lessons. But al kuponim, according to these rishonim, l'chayre should come out, even though you'll have something will be on top of the shulchan. If you have a removable drawer, there should not be a heter. There should not be a heter to mimetaltel the table. Yeah. If you'll have a not removable drawer, so l'chayre, the drawers, l'chayre, telling the machlokes, the Mishnah Achrayne, the Mogen Avraham. According to the Mishnah Achrayne, if it's a non removable drawer, you're allowed to open the drawer. According to the Mogen Avraham, l'chayre, the drawer, you're not allowed to be metalto, but the table, you're allowed to move. That is this Taisvis. Now let us go further in the Gemara. Ha'ein alei amoy. The whole reason we were zeichet to learn this Mishnah was because of this diyuk. That's how it comes in Tekira, Daf Mem Daled Amud Beis. He says, the diyuk in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, when is the Mukhani Eino Nigreres, Yesh Olei Amoy. Ha Eino Olei Amoy Shariya. But if there's no money now on top of it, Avol Gavda Havi Olei Beina Shmoshis, even though there was money on it, bein hashmoshes, the it's mutter. And Rav said, if there was money on it, bein hashmoshes, amita, that there was money on it, bein hashmoshes, even though there's no money on it now, you're not allowed to be metal for the amita. Migul dis katzoi bein hashmoshes is katzoi lekula yoyme. So the Gemara asks from this Mishnah of Mukhani, we see nitazoi, we see it's only yosef, if yesh olei amoyis, that's the kashan rav. So the Gemara answers, nu, ahi rav shimen hi. This mission is going according to Rav Shimon, the last lay muktzeh. Rav Shimon doesn't hold of migo diskatzoi. The Rav ki Rabbi Yehuda svir alein. Rav also Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds mingo dis katzor.
Zotteis. Ha'ein olei amoi sharye. Aval gav da havi olei kol bein ha-shemoshis. Das akashe am ha kosher l'rajbe. The mai porik. Look me b'shochach. Maybe this baraisa speaking, the Mishnah speaking about, that the money on the Mukhni was not put there by Kabone. It was forgotten. Lahochi ain't no lehomoy. So now, so the klal is that something only becomes a bosses, was put down by Kabone. If it was shochach, it doesn't become a bosses. Lahochi, so if it doesn't become a bosses, no din of giving this katsoi. Lahochi ain't no lehomoy. Avol gav da avol a kobein ha-shmosh yishol. Kidoma beperik noitol. ובזמן שיש עולה מויס, עושה לגוירו, אפילו בשוחה, שהוא טלטל גומו. That means, when there's money on it, even though it didn't become a bosses, but you're being mitpantled the books. וכמש מלון, דבאינו נשמטס, שורי לגוירו טלטל גומו. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. It's speaking about שוחה. So if it is speaking about שוחה, so ממילא, so כל זמן the books is on it, one is not permitted to be metaltalit because it's muktanit, even though by shocha. Unless it's eino nishmetes, then one is permitted to show legoira til tulgomo. So that is Tosfos Kasha. Agav uche, we see from Tosfos noch a gewaldike chiddush, which is also a meirdika machlokes harishayim. Tosfos says that by Eino Nishmetes, by if the Mechoni is Eino Nishmetes, so one is L'chatchila permitted to carry the, one is permitted to carry the Mechoni, the Teve, even though it's possible to make Niyur, Teisos, you're not Mechuyiv to make Niyur. That means, Vi Nishvi, I'm being Metalto Mukze, Tufo Minatz, I'm carrying Mukze over here. I mean, Metalto, the Lomdus, and that the Mechoni is bottled to the door, Sahinenar, Abbaisai, that, I'm being metaltal muktzaminat, it's a tiltal minatzad. Why should one do this? One lechayre should avoid this and be menaya. You have a bosses ledover or also ledover mutter. You'll have to be metaltal. But if you can make niya, you make niya. You're not metaltal at lechatzilla. So here, it does, I love this, that the Ike Kaili is the Taive, and the Mechani is Niga. That's all along this. But make niya. Tosfos, the Rambam sheet is you have to make niya. You can make niya, rather we should make niya. From Tosfos, you see, you don't have to make niya. It's with the slumdus is so great that you don't have to make niya. Umetarid, so the Raj began for that kochof b'meiniya chayim. That this Mishnah is speaking about, it was put down the kavon. Do in goyrerin oiso mashma afilu l'tzayrach mekoimo. Means if it's nishmetet, so you're not allowed to be goyre, afilu you need the place where this mukhani is standing. Di bishocha chomrinem beperek noitel, loishonu elu l'tzayrach gufoi, avu tzayrach mekoimoi, metaltaloi v'oilun olo. He says, the Gemara says later, by shocha, if a person forgot mukze on something, so it is not a bosses, so it's tiltal minatzad. So we learn tiltal minatzad, l'tzayrech dover hamutter is mutter. So memeilet, our loche is, if let us say, if one forgot a mukze on a tissue box, and it is Shabbos already, so memeilet, and now one needs the place, so one is permitted to pick up the tissue box with the dover mukze that is on it, because that is tiltum in atzad, l'tzayrech dover hamutta, l'tzayrech mekoimoy, which is mutta. So memele, so that's Tosfos Dik. If it would be speaking about, that it was shochach, so if it is shochach, so you would be permitted, mutta to be with goyre, l'tzayrech mekoimoy, al koponim, because then it didn't become a bosses. And it says, ein goyre en oisoy, period. So weiß doch heus, dann ist doch mal in ihr bekavone. In ihr bekavone, auf all Pikein.
So if it's ain't a nishmetes, she permitted to be goyre, and if it's nishmetes, she's not permitted to be goyre. Zakti Gemara weiter. The next chaylik of this taisvis does not belong here. It belongs after the next taisvis. So what did the Gemara say? The Gemara says that you asked a kasha from a Mishnah and Rav, Rav said the din of Kivin is katsoi. Yet the Mishnah doesn't know the din of Kivin is katsoi. So most of the Mishnah is going according to Rav Shimon. Rav ki Rabbi Yudah Svirolai. Ochinami mistavre, the Rav ki Rabbi Yudah Svirolai. Tzich him mistavre that Rav ki Rabbi Yudah Svirolai. The Omar Rav, Rav said, Me nichin ner al gabi dekel b'shabit. Erev Shabbos, one is permitted to put a ner on top of a tree. He's going to use it there. He's going to sit underneath the tree and going to learn or do something underneath the tree, eat underneath the tree. So, Memel of Nichen Ner al Gabi Dekel B'Shabbos. Ve'ein men Nichen Ner al Gabi Dekel B'Yomte. What's the difference, Shabbos and Yomte? The difference is as follows. Because we're afraid he put it on the Dekel before Shabbos, he might decide that after the ner extinguishes, he will take off the ner. Take off the ner. And what's wrong with taking off the ner? So he's mishtamish b'mechuba. One is not permitted to be mishtamish b'mechuba. It's on a tree. Just like one is not allowed to put something on a tree in Shabbos, one is not permitted to take off something from a tree in Shabbos. So memele, so pshat is like this. In Shabbos, since the ner is mukta, so memele, so there's nothing left to worry about. Mukta. Mishtamish b'mechuba, yes, the alamdun to know this halacha. Not too many people are acquainted with this halacha. Everybody knows. So the Meila so Rav said lahaloche. Meinichen ner al gabi dekel b'shabbos. Meinichen ner al gabi dekel b'yot. Is the amrit b'shloimet the Rav Rav Yehuda svirelei. If Rav holds like Rav Yehuda, hayne d'shoni bein Shabbos l'yontem. So now we understand the difference between Shabbos l'yontem. Shabbos the ner is katzoi. So the Meila. So he won't touch the ner, so there's nothing but to worry about. Eli Amrit Kerab Shimon Svirelei, Mali Shabbos, Mali Yontif. What's if he holds like Kerab Shimon? So just like by Yontif, you're afraid after it burns out, he might take it off, and be Mishtamish B'Mechuba, he could be he have the same Chash and Shabbos also. If he holds like Kerab Shimon. That Mendoch, he holds like Rab Yehuda. The Sfasemes asks Amoyre de Kekashe, he says he doesn't understand the Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Rav Krab Yehuda Svirelei, Ochinami Mistavre, the Rav Krab Yehuda Svirelei, the Omar Rav, Rav said, Minich Nera Gabi Dekel, then the Gemara's going to ask later, Kashi, does he take hold on Krab Yehuda? We have a guy holds on Krab Shimon. We have a guy, so we want to prove upon the Rav holds on Krab Yehuda. So the Sfasemis says, he doesn't understand what's flying in this Gemara. Rav said a halacha, that by a mita, if you left Mois, on the mita, bein hashmoshes, and the mois fell off, you're not allowed to be metal to the mita. That's what Rav said. Rav said they didn't clog this katsoi. That's what Rav said, not metal to the base. So the Gemara asks Akasha, but there's a Mishnah that says you don't say it's katsoi. So the Teretz says the Mishnah is going according to Rav Shimon. But now you have to prove Rav holds like Rav Yehuda. Rav said like Rav Yehuda. Rav said, not metal to the base. Rav said, not metal to the base, if you left money on a meter, Ben Hashmosh is not allowed to be metalto the meter. So you see, clothes that Rav said like Rav Yehuda. So if Rav said like Rav Yehuda, so what's the Rav Kabbalah? I mean, it's time with the Rav Kabbalah's villa, a rai from a mice metaner and a deckel. Man, you have to bring a rai from a deckel. Here you have a Gemara, clothes from a Gemara, Rav said. Unless the Sfasemis wants to say, that Be'emison, this is not a real legitimate member of Rav. The Gemara put it together. Eli Yitma, Hochi Yitma. We really had the member of Rav, he said something else. But he said that there's a din yichud by Yemita. And then the Gemara tamavkefrekt. Eli Yitma, Hochi Yitma. So this whole member of Rav is a hashoredike memre. That means we didn't have it's not 100% accurate, this memre. Eli Yitma Hochi Yitma. So the Gemara wants to say to prove taka, that Rav Taka holds. Before the Gemara wanted to say you can't even make such a member. There's a Mishnah Fakel. Someone says, no, the Mishnah goes does. But I can say that Rav holds like Rav Yehuda. How do you taka know that Rav holds like Rav Yehuda? So the Gemara brings the Maisa from the Dekel. Let us see Rashi. Menichin Ne'er mi bo'oid yoin. Agabi Dekel. V'yidolik shom b'shabit. B'lekel ha'meiches l'chshi yichove l'ishkelei minei. after it burns out, he's going to take it off. The name of Mishtamish be Mechuba, the Kima the Akse le Dover Haas, the Bein HaShemosh, he says, Katsoy le Kula Yoyim, he won't take off the Nia, it's Mukta. The Eminichim be Yonte, the Shokel le Monach le Mishtamish Bilam, he's going to take it off, and bring it down, and then he's Mishtamish Bilam. Ali Shabbos, B'Shabbos, Lami Shokel Olech Shiyichov, so the Mela said, the Gemara says, you see that Rav Taka holds like Rabbi Yud. Frag the Gemara, the Rav Krab Yehuda Svirala. You can tell me that Rav holds a Krab Yehuda. For boy minei the Rav, they asked Rav Ashayla. Mal l'taltulei shrage de chanukte mikamei chaveirei b'shabbat. A bit of a geschäft. Let's see Rashi. Shrage de chanukte acher shekode. You had a Hanukkah menoire. And there was Shabbos. Mikamei chaveirei. When the chaveirim came in Bavel, when the chaverim came, they did not permit someone to be madlik neiris chanukah or bechal neiris. Shlo yiru bechotza. That means the chaverim should not pass by and see this neir in the chotza. It blew out already, but they're gonna go by and see a neir in the chotza. The marine be pirkin the lel. The nice nay at tefach v'samach l'shus harabim v'yedu shehidlik boy haner, and they'll know that he was madlik haner. Eidav le'evish, I don't understand. Rashi starts off shle yiru bechotze, and that's Rashi shita chafalof amet beis, that the moki madlok is not in the Pesach hachotze l'shus harabim, the Pesach habayi samach l'chotze. And then Rashi says the nice nay b'tefach v'samach l'shus harabim. I don't know clue what Rashi means over here. Al koponim, they're going to see it. The Yedu Shidlika by Ne'er. They're going to see a Ne'er that's over there in the Chotza. What's the Ne'er doing there in the Chotza on the Samach L'Shus Harabim? So they're going to figure out that this person was Madlik Ne'er. Ve'im Gozru Shaloy La'adlik. And they made a Gzeri not allowed to be Madlik Ne'er Chanukah. Inami, another Pshat. Ve'yoyim Chagom. Eim Enichem Lidlikayr Ela Bebeis Avoydezor. Not they made a special Gzeri, you're not allowed to be Madlik Ne'er Chanukah. They weren't anti-religious. They just said that in the days of their Yomtev, B'yayim Chagom, the only oyer that should be visible in that mokim should be in the base of the Zohar Shalem. Chaveri, Shem Umish, Oysa, Im Parsim. So Memele, so they came to Rav and asked a very urgent Shaila. They asked a Shaila, someone was Madlik Haner Chanukah. So Tzachvor Hashem Oyske Loshen Shoyim. And now they could hear the next block, the Chaveirim were coming. Is a person permitted to pick it up and take it away before they have a chance to see it? No shaila, take it away, pick it up, no problem whatsoever. No zetman doch, that Rav holds like Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon doesn't hold it enough, given this katsoi. So, mailing, you just tell me Rav holds like Rav Yehuda. And the Gemara Shas Hadchak Shani. No, this was a Shas Hadchak. The Omalei Rav Kanev Rav Ashi Le Rav. They asked him after the Shifra as Abreite Shaper Domi. Hochi Hilchese. We paskin taka like Shmuel. Omalu Kedayu Rav Shimon Lismacholo B'Shas Hadchak. Now, the Shaper Domi is B'Shas Hadchak. And as a Chvalozin of Rav Shimon, that Rav Shimon does not hold the din of Kivin this Katsoy. Let us see Rashi. Hochi hilchese bitmiye. B'shas atchak sakone. Alma shaloi b'shas atchak oser. Now this is a very shvera Rashi. Rashi says b'shas atchak sakone. If it's a shas sakone, you don't need the kedai Rav Shimon lismecholov b'shas atchak. You don't need anyone. B'shas atchakone, you can do an iser d'eraise. Rashi zuk shas sakone. So Rabbi Kevega says something very interesting. Rabbi Kevega says, "Ein kan ato a geder sofik sakon." Now there's not even a sofik sakon. Lahate isel bishvilze. Elo, given ta'otzad horichuk histafus sakon. That means there's a vague possibility that there might evolve a sakone from this. That means, finished the, there won't be, there'll be tzores, there won't shlok, but there's no sakone involved. But there's a vague possibility, a minute possibility, it might be comes, can the eyes drain in a sakone. So that does not have a halach of shasa sakone. Mikri shasa tchak. That's called shasa tchak. It's an enge matzah, but it's not a shasa sakone. A person doesn't have to be this does not have a din of sakonis nefoshes. The samchu ala. So the mele, you could be samech. You could be samech on Rab Shimon. The Ritva says pshat sakonis Rashi means sakonis mumin eitzar hagut. Let us see Taisvis. Mekami chaveirei b'shabbat. So Taisvis shebiyoyim. Oh, what's up, Taisus? Hochinami mistavre, the Rav Krabiude svirale. Rav holds like Krabiude. So Taisus, bekamen mekoimis ashkechen, the Rav sove Krabiude. You see, in many places the Rav holds like Krabiude. The osam mito, sheyichto lo mois, v'niyecho le mois. Rav before holds like Krabiude, if there was yichud and a maise. So he holds that it's awesome. That's similar to Achatzaitzres. Vila Rab Shimon Shori, the Shori Chatzaitzres, Afilo talk about Kama Zimni. Udekalke, the Zuzi, which is Mukta Machmas Mies, he also holds like Rab Yude. So the Melis, or the Gemore, Dav Zuchen mit Licht, that Rab holds like Rab Yude, Ala the Boi Leichuchi, the Sovik Rab Yehude, Bemigo Diskatzoi Bein Ashmoshe. Nicher. There's many machloikas in an hilchis mukta, if zimon in a maise asels, if it's not oimed only for a tash mishalisa, ver asels lutzer gubi tzer mekoime. Good, there we know klar how Rav holds. But here the shaila is, how does Rav hold in the din of kivin diskatzoi? According to Taisvis, the ziche shver, this was Emes' cash, which he answered before. Taisus verruft sich on this prefabricated assumption that Rav holds like this. This was Ella Yitma, Hochi Yitma. So Taisus boit from der Rav. Rav holds like Rav Yudah. And if you build from this Rav, Rav says, call Kivin this Katzoi also. Then the Zichishver, this was Emes' cash. According to Taisus, it's Zichishver. Now we can go to the bottom of the previous Taisus, which the Maharsha says belongs over here. Umiyu, in the parentheses. Mito sheyichto, this is a Rabbeinu Tam. Mito sheyichto, veinicho, veinicho leo mois, iko le meimer, the moider Rav Shimon. So Taisa Rabbeinu Tam is saying, could be from this Rav, there's no raya that Rav taka holds like Rav Shimon. The mide kopit olei, miyached lo mokein, kedemrine bereish kol hakeilem. So that is a din of mukta machmas chesorin kis. That means a mitet that miyuchad lemois, the memele, this could be as a din of mukta machmas chesorin kis, Rab Shimon is also moid. The Moses, hakol moidim, keep the kopf, the lay miyachad lemokim. Upeirish rabbein etam, the hakol moidim, afil le Rab Shimon. Oho, the porich le'el miner, haino mishur shelachalik, bein mite, l'shavom el ksheiniach ole'el moid. Then the Gemara was medame mite. I mean, if Rav Yehuda Omar Rav said then that a mite on Hanochas Mois with Yichud alone is also, then that's not called Mukta Machmas Chesorin Kis. So Memele. So then the Gemara should be medame mite lene. But after the Maskonis Gemara, that there was Yichud, and in Yichud Amois, there could be this mitzvah that in a muktzamach v'schosor in kis, yem yachid lo mokim, in this Rav Shimon also. But he's a lekosh le'el, afilu aperish akuntre, sheperish the daik medektoni avol lo yoshon, and Taisus asked the kashe, from a ner shal matris, we should also be medayik, because now will come out, he says, a ner shal matris is different than a mitzvah. A mitzvah is muktzamach v'schosor in kis, and the Ner Shal Matris is not Mukta Machmas Chesor in Kis. Mamel was I referring to. That is one more Taisvis. Mikami Chaveri B'Shabbate Shebiyoyim Chag Shalahem Loihoyo Meinichen Ner Ela Bebeis Avoy Dezor. So Taisvis says the second shot in Rashi. Oh my, they didn't permit any candles to be lit. Only Bebeis Avoy Dezor.
Mai de komi boile bener Chaneke zwei mi bener Shabbos. Was klärt adake bener Chaneke mehr mi bener Shabbos? Vachayre, if they were, they not have any nes, at negei Shabbos also. Mishum do lezayre chachila mi nichan lehen. You are permitted to have a ner lezayre chachila. So me meile, so ner Shabbos, that is put on the table, so me meile, so there was no problem, he could leave it there. He's innocent. About this nail that was not on the table, was in the chotz on the Rishus HaRab, and there they get into a lot of trouble. So there, that was the shayla. V'af al gav de b'shas ha-sakona mrinim b'memem adlikin de meinicha al shulchonai v'dayek. You can put it on the shulchan. Hachi mayri im ye'ore shaloi yinicha al shulchon. That means, really, Taisa says like this, these goyim were a little considerate. These chaveirim, they were considerate that the, you're not allowed to have any light besides eating, you're not allowed to have. But for eating purposes, you're allowed to eat lo'er haner. So memele, so there was a poshet to eat, so you could go minicha al shulchonai. Why was it going to have zayin azah fuma with shaylas? Sayin achanami, so Taisa says, that's what they should have done. But this one person, he was madlik outside, and now it's lachar ha-maisa. That's Taisva's first status. Inami oimari, d'shas ha-sakona d'la'el, lav sakonas chaveirim kome, ela sakonas gzeire she-gozru shoy lahadlik ne'echavik. So, the chayde she-ovir says, pshat and Taisva says follows. The Gemara over there speaking about that they were goyzer, the one should not be madlik near Chanukah. So that was the gzeire. So you know the eitzah is, so you go and put it on your table. Madlik al shulchani v'daya. He comes in, near Chanukah, chas v'shalom. Near Chanukah is an outside. This is my near Shabbos. They didn't hear him when he made the bracha madlik near Chanukah. So Mamela, that's good. That's good for those goyim. Because those goyim asel. Those goyim aser ner Chanukah. So you can say this is not ner Chanukah. These chaveirim were matter a ner by the Suda, but it seems only matter one ner, the Chaydish Ovir says. More than one ner, one ner they were an aser. It seems from the Chaydish Ovir, Adlika al Shulchani Vidayi, you make a second ner for ner Chanukah. This can't be the only ner. It can't be a ner Chanukah with one ner. So Mimelis, to hear he didn't have an Eitzah. Here, whatever he'll do, Toizachnish. The matter is what Gzeira there is. It is a Gzeira of Ner Chanukah, so it's not Ner Chanukah. Here was only Hesed for one Ner, he had to put a second there. So, Memele, so here he didn't have an Eitzah.